Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
Amen. So, in Acts chapter 2, it's the book of Acts in the Bible. I just encourage you, if you've never read the book of Acts, read the book of Acts. It talks about after Jesus ascends and the disciples and others gather for prayer, and then what happens in the early, what we call the early church. So marvelous things that will impact your life. And one of them is in Acts chapter 2. This is after Jesus ascended, and God sends his Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit was poured out, like the prophet prophesied in the Old Testament, that a day like this would come, and it happened, okay? It came to pass. Say it. It came to pass. It manifested. And the Holy Spirit, when he's poured out upon people, the Holy Spirit began to manifest in different ways in those who received him. And others in town started to gather around and say, what in the world's going on? And there were people there visiting from out of town, and you can read about it. But as Acts, they had these questions about what is happening. What does all of this mean? I mean, it's where the people that we know from Scripture who were baptized in the Holy Spirit, get this, it's where they started to speak in tongues. Yeah, you can read about it. It's in there. And the people are wondering what's going on, and so Peter gets up, and he begins to preach Christ to the crowd. Christ crucified on a cross, paid for our sins. And as he's going through this sermon and talking about the Old Testament and the fulfillment of it, and Jesus is the Christ, the crowd starts to ask this question. How are we supposed to be saved? What are we supposed to do? It's in Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38. And Peter responds, and this is what he says to their question. What should we do? How do we get saved? Peter says, repent and be baptized. Repentance is not just asking forgiveness, but a commitment to turn away from the stuff we've been doing, the attitudes we've had, the life we've lived before that moment of realizing Christ is our Savior. It is Him. And we come to a point where we say, I'm going to believe upon Him. And so we ask forgiveness, but then we don't go back to our old lifestyle, right? We proclaim Him as our Savior. And when we turn away from that life and embrace the new life that He has, that He brings for us, now when we turn away, that is a full repentance. Asking forgiveness and actions and attitude that move in another direction. It's not just saying, God, forgive me. I'm going to still live my own life, and I'll come back to church next week and just ask forgiveness again. That's not it. Now, granted, we can come back to church the next week and ask forgiveness if we need it. Yay and amen, right? Yeah. So this repentance, and then he says, and be baptized. Now, we know that John the Baptist preached out in the wilderness, and it was a baptism of repentance. In other words, if you believe in God, and you are going to follow him, and you're going to go through this change, you've made an inward decision that I'm going to do this. So one of the outward expressions of that faith is that we get water baptized. It's very symbolic. It's a physical thing we do because of an inward decision. You know, we do full immersion. You're going to see it this morning. They're going to go all the way under. They're going to hold their breath for about a minute and a half. You have to work up to this. I have had some wives offer me money to hold their husbands under for a while. So I want you to picture this. They go down under the water. See, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it talks about if you are in Christ, you are a new creature. Say it, new creature. New creature. That the old has passed away. Now, when it says old, It infers time. When it says passes away, it doesn't mean time anymore. It means it's passed away. You ever been to a funeral? They did what? They passed away. When we go under, it is like our old life is going down. It's going to the grave. Our old life has passed away. It's been crucified. It has been separated from us. That person that we were no longer lives. We are a new creation. When we come up out of the water, now the water doesn't make us clean. There is nothing magical or mystical about this water. It's from the city of Sparta. It's just water out of the spigot. You come up, it's a new life. Our mind remembers the past, but we no longer live under its influence. It's why there's no more condemnation. It's why the guilt is removed. The shame is gone. We have decided to follow Jesus, as the old song says. And we come up out of that water, it's a brand new life. It says that if we are in Christ, we're a brand new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, watch, look, behold, all things are becoming new. That's why if you're visiting this morning and people who are here all the time who call themselves Christians because they believe in Christ, all things are becoming new. A lot has changed, but they're still being changed. I'm still being changed. All things are becoming new. It's this process as we follow him. We're immediately forgiven. We're immediately saved. But now we have the great privilege to walk through this life changed as a testimony of his goodness. That's part of what water baptism is about. It says, I believe in Christ, and I need God's grace and mercy, but I'm going to walk a new life. You watch. Not in arrogance, not in brag, but you watch. I'm going to change. I'm going to still make some mistakes, but he's going to perfect me. I'm going to get better. I'm going to start to look more like him. The old passes away. Behold, all things are new. Jesus says this in the Gospel of John, chapter 11. And actually, I think it's John 14. Why it escapes me right now, I have no idea. Quick, pray for my memory. Okay. Jesus says this. He goes to prepare a place for us, right? And he says this to his disciples. No one goes to the Father in heaven except, that's a powerful word, except through him, except through faith in Jesus. It's the only way we go to the Father in heaven. Listen, I want you to hear this. There is not many ways to God. There are many ways he will bring us to Christ, but Christ is the only way to God. He says, no one goes to the Father in heaven except. Now, I know that we live in a day where other doctrines and philosophies and politics and all of that teach everything opposite to that. I'm just telling you what the Scripture says and what we believe. You say, how can that be so inclusive? Doesn't he love everybody? Or is it's just, you know, these exclusive things, this exception, where is it inclusive? It sounds like there's only one way. It's through Jesus, and that just eliminates a lot of people. Well, John 3:16 says, whosoever believes. I want you to know it's very inclusive. It's not exclusive. It's just that there's one way to the Father in heaven. And it's through Jesus who hung on a cross and paid for my sin and yours and rose again. It is through faith in him alone. And those who stand here this morning, that's what they believe. That's what they've experienced. That is their faith, is that Christ crucified and made a way for us. And he's the only way to God. You see, Wide is the gate, Jesus said. Matthew 7, wide is the gate. My memory's starting to work again. Matthew 7, wide is the gate that leads to the road to destruction. It's where the masses go. But he says, narrow is the gate that leads to life. And he said, only few find it. We're all invited. It's whosoever believes. But it's our choice. Do I believe in this Christ as my Savior? And the people who are coming today, they've decided. That's what they've done. Maybe you're here and you say, you know, I need a faith like that. I believe God exists. Maybe you do. But the kind of faith that changes us, it's personal. It changes the way we think. It changes the way we deal with our past. It certainly changes how we live in the present and how we think about our future. You see, that's a living faith. That's not about religion. It's about being acquainted with Jesus and believing upon him. And so maybe you're here this morning and say, you know, that's the faith in Jesus that I want. That's the faith in Jesus that I need. I'm not sure how to go about it. Well, you know, most things new, right? We're a little clumsy at it. We don't get it all, but we do it. Do you remember riding a bike for the first time? You do? Good for you. I have a hard time remembering. It's been a while. And I don't plan on riding one anytime soon, that's for sure. Unless it's got a motor on it. Yeah. It's a new life. We discover it as we do it. The point is that we make a decision. Jesus, I believe in you as the Son of God.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.